Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. This is Let's Talk Pella, and we're sitting down with Pella School District Superintendent Greg Ebeling to talk about what the school district has in the works. The school board met earlier this week, and they discussed many items as usual, and I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella, Greg.
Thanks, Evan. I'm glad to be here.
So the school board met on Monday, and there were quite a few things discussed. First and foremost, the school district is moving to save about $1 million over the next 15 years. And, you know, that sounds pretty great. We talked about this a little bit on our last one after a school board meeting, but now we're actually taking steps to make that happen.
Yeah, the board is working on refinancing our 2005 school bonds that actually were used to build Madison Elementary. And those school bonds, at that point in time, were an interest rate of over 4%. Which at the time didn't actually sound too bad, sounded pretty good. But amazingly, interest rates, of course, have done tremendous things since then, and they're much lower. Some of the recent bond finances that have come across are seeing interest rates actually below 2% for schools and bond issues. So we're contemplating that we're going to go out with Piper Jaffray, which is a company from Des Moines that's going to help us actually bid to take bond proceeds and get that worked out so that ultimately the district will be able to refinance their current bonds at a much lower rate. So we don't know what that rate's going to be. It'll all come up to how those are bid, but we're guessing that it's going to be at that 2% or under range, which ultimately over the lifetime of those bonds, we're going to save $900 to $1 million.
Which is pretty substantial in the grand scheme of the budget. That money, of course, was slated for facility development, so it'll go right back into that fund. Yep. And that facility planning is something that we're working on right now.
Yeah, we are. Actually, this evening, on Tuesday evening, we're talking about our facility planning, our long-range facility planning for the Pella School facilities. And there's a group of community people and teaching staff together that are meeting probably about 50 to 60 people in total. And they're reviewing the facilities, touring the facilities, giving feedback on the facilities, and that'll help us kind of determine what our needs are over the next 10 years. So that is kind of a nice side note that if we can save some dollars on these bonds, it'll give us some ability to, in the end, look at other facility improvements as well.
Excellent. And, of course, when we're talking about facility improvements, pretty much every department is going to want some sort of addition or improvement for their projects.
There's going to be lots of needs, and certainly people will have to prioritize those things because not everything will be able to be done. That's just the way it works. But certainly there will be some substantial projects that can be done with sales tax dollars that we currently collect. Which will not raise any other taxes or anything like that will be necessary. So our goal is to look at what our needs are and then be able to make those best choices in terms of what becomes the top priorities.
Excellent. And, you know, we're talking about needs, and the facilities aren't the only need here in the district. There's also some talk of some new positions coming up, and those are both administrative and teaching, but there's several of them. Could you tell us a little bit more about those positions?
Right. We've got some positions. We'll start out with our preschool at our youngest age. There is currently over 95 students that are registered for preschool for Pella for next year. That's a big number. We are at about 75 this year, so we're already 20 ahead of that number. And so because of that, we're having to add a third teacher. She'll be able to actually teach two sections. So we're in the process of advertising for those positions right now. We haven't interviewed anybody yet. But we will hopefully within the next few weeks. So the preschool position is also early childhood special education, so we can accommodate early childhood preschool special ed students in that classroom as well. Then we have some other positions that are a special education teacher at Jefferson. We actually have a teacher that's going to be going half-time there, and then we're going to increase the special ed teaching position by another half-time, so we're actually adding a full-time position, but actually only be a net increase of a half. that's to really work with some programs of kids with some needs that we need to be able to deal with, and simply because we have some kids that would benefit from additional instruction there. So that's kind of the other teaching position that we have in the elementary or K-6. We also have an addition of a half-time counselor at the high school. Several years ago, we went from two counselors to one counselor at the high school, and we've kind of dealt with that for a while, working with the dean of students, and we've been making that work. But at the same time, there's some pretty definite counseling needs that we also have at the high school, and we believe this half-time person will help fill some of those needs. So that was the next piece of a certified position. And then we have a couple other positions that are both support staff in nature. The first one is to have a full-time athletic director secretary at the high school. We currently have a position that's kind of shared AD secretary with the high school office. And there's just so many needs in the area of extracurriculars and co-curriculars that we really see that as needing to be a full-time position. And then the last one that I guess is of some pretty good consequence is full-time teacher associate for the vocal music department at the high school. They'll be able to assist in some lessons to help with other director needs. They won't actually be a teaching position, but this person will basically be as a teacher associate and would just support our high school choir director, Michelle Chaplin. So that's what we're doing. Those are some additional positions. We actually had many more requests than that of additional things, but those were the ones that have got prioritized up at the top. And we really see that they'll really provide some enhancement for our students for next year. It's always great when we can bring new staff on board. Sometimes it brings new people into our community at the same time. What it does do is just provide even more support and programs for students.
Well, once again, I would really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella, Greg.
Thanks a lot, Evan.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.